Welcome in to the Pick Aside Podcast, an NFL Picks edition, week 12 in the National Football League. College, if you missed it, available wherever you get podcasts, and also on YouTube, youtube.com/@PickAsideESPN. We taped that yesterday. Shane Orling, Tyler Rocky with you as always. Tyler, how you feeling?
Nothing will top the pre-pod conversation we just had.
No, it won't.
We will try our best, but...
If parts of that conversation end up making the podcast, it would just be fun and entertaining, I think, for people. I also think we might all lose our jobs. So we'll have to be careful. But anyway, it was thrilling. Just to pull the curtain back, we learned a lot about Hannah and what she thinks of us.
It's Tate McRae night.
Yep.
At Scarlet.
And apparently I'm intimidating, which is news to me.
Yeah. So one of our interns, Celeste, who has been doing great work with us, we asked her if Shay is intimidating. She couldn't look him in the eye.
She also looked uncertain about the great work part of this.
No, I was like, I never said shit. I never said
shit. But she could not look Shay in the eye when we asked her if Shay was intimidating. So I think you got to work on this. This is a moment of self-improvement for you.
It's a personal growth moment, sir.
Yeah. Was this awakening for you?
Clock it. Yes, this is actually an awakening for me. I don't want to walk around the office intimidating everybody.
This is not a podcast. This is an intervention, my friend.
What if the door opened and everybody we worked with walked in and then sat down and was like, Shay,
you're kind of an asshole.
You got to be a little nicer to people. That would bother me. I'd feel uncomfortable. All right, do we want to just pick some football?
Let's pick some football.
Let's get to the root of the cause that we're here for. Okay, let's just kick it off. Thank God, by the way, no international games this weekend.
Yeah, we're done for the year, right?
I believe so, and good riddance. I wish we could just get rid of them entirely. So no games starting until noon. Last night, if I was Houston-Buffalo, I said lean Houston, then I wound up putting a free play on Houston moneyline.
Nice.
So started the week off nicely. But we'll get started with the Sunday games starting at noon. Seattle, Tennessee. Seattle, a 13.5-point road favorite. The total in the game, 40. I'm good.
Yeah. I feel like the theme of the week in the NFL is the game is either extremely intriguing or the lowest rung of dog shit you could put together.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll just set up the theme this way.
Why don't we just set up our skips? Or just out-of-the-gate skips.
Okay. Yeah, because I have five bets, and I feel, like, great about all of them. And then mostly games I don't really care about. So, like, Jets-Ravens, I have no interest in betting the game either way.
Nope.
Ravens laying 13.5, totals 44.5. Browns-Raiders, nope. Raiders a 3.5-point home favorite? No, I'm good.
Can I give you a total play there?
You can give me whatever you want. I'm setting up my own skips.
Okay.
But yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. Atlanta, New Orleans, nope. I'm very good on going to the Superdome for Atlanta and New Orleans. And Monday night, Carolina, San Francisco, I'm also good.
Yeah, nothing there. Nothing there.
The rest of these, I at least would like to talk about.
Mm-hmm. The only other skip I would throw in there with the latest injury news that Jackson Dart is out is Giants and Lions.
Oh, that's a skip for you?
Yeah.
I have a play there that I'm in love with.
All right.
Let's just start there because it's the next game in rotation order on the app that we're both looking at.
Okay.
Giants, Lions, noon kick. You said news, Jackson Dart's out. It's going to be Jameis Winston. The spread 12.5 now with the quarterback news. This was 10.5 going Detroit's way. Now 12.5 for the Lions at home. You could never get me to lay 12.5 points with what the Lions offense looks like right now, especially how much they've struggled against good pass rushes, which we know the Giants have.
Yep.
Interior offensive line that's now going to battle with Dexter Lawrence. I don't love that look for Detroit. I'm not taking 12.5 with the Giants either, though, because the Lions have a top five defense in the NFL. Well done, Eric.
Was that a good answer?
Gymnast.
You didn't get on camera at all. That was beautiful. No, Lions, by EPA, have had a top five offense or top five defense. Jesus, twice now I said that. Top five defense in the NFL all season. It's been an elite unit. I don't know how the Giants score. All of this to say, under 50 is a play for me.
Pretty big number, yeah, by NFL standards and given what Detroit is. To be honest, Jameis could just have one of those games, though, against the Lions, which kind of scares me.
Maybe. Part of it, too, is like if I don't feel like the Giants are going to score, the Lions on a seconds per play basis are one of the five slowest teams in the league. Like, they want to just take time off the clock. We know they'll have extended ground drives where they'll milk half a quarter away. I just think 50 is a crazy number to be putting up with the defense that the Lions have and kind of both teams' inability to score points lately and be explosive. I'm under 50 is a pretty easy play for me here.
All right. I'm staying away.
All right. We're skipping Jets-Ravens, so that'll take us right to Steelers-Bears. With the Bears, a 2.5-point favorite at home. If anything, I think that number's a little bit inflated, but I am not betting a side here.
Mm-hmm.
I like over 45.5.
All right. We are walking hand in hand here on
Beautiful.
This one.
Give me your cap.
I don't think it matters who's playing quarterback.
I don't either.
I think Pittsburgh's going to be able to run the football in this game, even with the Bears potentially getting a little bit healthier. It doesn't look like they're going to have any of the linebackers. It looks like you may get some of the defensive backs back this week with whether it's Kyler Gordon or Jalen Johnson. So you may get healthier in the secondary, but I don't think that helps your run game out a whole heck of a lot. Maybe it helps a little bit with Kyler Gordon, but you're going to be going up against an absolute zombie unit in the linebacking core. I think they're going to be able to move the ball, Pittsburgh that is, against this Bears defense. And listen, if it's Mason Rudolph, he can push the ball down the field, I think, against a very, very limited Bears pass rush. And on the flip side, this Bears offense, you look at the way and all the metrics, pick pretty much any metric you want. I thought Nate Tice had a great article on Yahoo today about a lot of the success and like a lot of the advanced numbers behind the Bears offense. They're pretty much top five, top 10 in everything yep. right now. Especially rushing success rate. A lot of this stuff you're looking at is the Bears are on pace to be one of their best offenses in 10, 20, sometimes 30 years when you look at a lot of the advanced data. So I'm with you. I think the Bears are going to be able to move the ball against a bad Pittsburgh offense or a bad Pittsburgh defense. And I think Pittsburgh's going to be able to move the ball against a very compromised and not that great Bears defense.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way you do. I think it's two bad defenses. And I think the key here is Pittsburgh up the middle. They are terrible stopping the run between the tackles. Mm-hmm. And what are the Bears great at, especially lately? Rushing through the tackles, rushing outside zone. They've been excellent.
Yeah.
This is just a smash spot. 45.5 feels like a number. It's way too low. It's a public side on the under.
Mm-hmm.
I love over 45.5.
Pittsburgh-Chicago, you think... Black and blue football.
Also, like, I know it's outdoors at Soldier Field. It might be windy. It's going to be 56 degrees, dude.
And to be honest, the best kicker in the league, Brandon Aubrey gets his flowers, and rightfully so. Chris Boswell is the best kicker in the NFL. He does it at Heinz. He does it in those conditions, or Acrisure, whatever the hell they call it now.
It's Heinz. Heinz in my heart.
Yeah, Heinz Field, Sears Tower. But he does it in the conditions, and he's nails, and he can get you from 60. So I've always thought Chris Boswell is the best kicker in the NFL, and Soldier Field's not going to be a challenge for him.
All right, Patriots-Bengals. Patriots laying 6.5 on the road. Every week it's the same shit. The total's 51.5. I don't have a play here. It would probably be Bengals or pass, but I'm getting really sick of fading the Patriots and losing, yeah. So I'm just kind of staying away.
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be more of the ilk of that Falcons game where Atlanta actually did cover and you kind of came through the back door a little bit.
Pardon.
Because, well, part of it too was you missed an extra point, so you had a chance to actually outright win the game too. I'd probably lean Cincinnati. You get Joe Burrow back, it's looking like, but I don't know how much that's going to matter.
Why? Stop the show for a second. Why are they putting Joe Burrow in? I don't get it. Don't you give him an extra week?
I mean, you're playing for your season right now.
Yeah, but you're 3-7 and quarterback. I mean, I guess last week against Pittsburgh, you could say quarterback was the reason that they lost with all the turnovers, defensive touchdowns for the Steelers. But quarterback has not been their issue. Defense has been their issue. Wouldn't you just give him an extra week to get healthy?
But if you're going to give him an extra week, then there's probably no point in playing him at all.
Well, then shelve him for the year. I don't know.
It's a toe injury, right? So
yeah.
let's say he does re-aggravate it. Well, then he's just done for the year, right? And he can rehab his way and be ready for next year. This is kind of a do-or-die spot for them. I think Cincinnati feels like they still have a chance to win this division.
Can I tell... Boy, God bless. 3-7. You better win out.
But you think about it, and Cincinnati has kind of pulled this trick before, where down the stretch, shitty defense, but you still go, like last year, they finished 9-8, right? And had a chance to make it into the playoffs. I just think that Cincinnati, even with a shitty defense, they know that they can outscore teams, especially with Burrow. Now, you're not going to have Chase in this game, but I just think that Cincinnati, what are they, two games back of Baltimore and still have two games against Baltimore? So you kind of control your destiny in that regard?
Mathematically, they're not out of it. Wow. And their schedule's easy. Yeah, two with Baltimore, one with Buffalo, Miami, Arizona, Cleveland, end of the year.
You can probably afford to lose one game the rest of the year.
If they end up winning the division, it'd be astonishing. I feel like you have more faith in Cincinnati to do it than you've had in Baltimore to do it at any point. And Baltimore's getting it done. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah, just nothing for me to bet in the game. I was a little surprised they're bringing Burrow back. It would be Bengals or nothing, but I'm not getting involved. Indy and Kansas City. This is maybe my favorite play of the week.
Okay.
Spreads 3.5. Kansas City's favorite at home. Total 50. I love the Chiefs here. I absolutely love the Chiefs. I think Indy's been out over their skis a little bit. You get Mahomes and Andy Reid now really back up against the wall. Because if you look at what Houston beating Buffalo last night really means, Houston has now taken a half step in front of Kansas City and further knocked Buffalo down the peg in the division. Or like, Buffalo's dreams of winning the AFC East are effectively dead.
Yeah.
So when that happens, Kansas City's now vying for playoff spots, specifically with wildcard teams that already beat them. Mm-hmm. And Houston looks like a team that can beat Kansas City with their defense. I think this is if there's a get-right week coming, it's this week.
Yeah.
And it's also the week where everybody has finally jumped ship. Colts are public. You are giving me the Chiefs as under a touchdown favorites at home and no one wants them. It's the perfect spot for me to jump in.
Yeah. Listen, you got Arrowhead. I heard the stat earlier in the week, too, about Kansas City, that when you've got a team that's 500 or worse going up against a team with an 800 or better winning percentage at this point in the season, and they are favored, the 500 or worse team is favored. They are 14-0 straight up, 12-2 against the spread.
Yeah,
ride that trend.
It's a clear number spot to me.
It's telling you everything. Like, they're feeding you that hook right there, saying, hey, take the Colts, here's a hook.
Yep.
And it's going to end up being Kansas City winning by two touchdowns.
And that's the important question, is if it's a public side for Indy, then why haven't we gotten a flat three? Why are they happy to hand out three and a hook?
Yeah, I'll join you on this one. I didn't have it on my card, but I'll join you.
I love the Chiefs this weekend. It's one of my favorite plays. And it's, again, like, I can still think that they're mathematically basically out of the playoffs. Like, I don't buy that they're just going to go 6-1 or 5-2 the rest of the way. But I do think this is a spot where you just have to hammer them. It feels a little bit like it felt when Baltimore traveled there earlier in the year. And Kansas City, I believe, was a 2.5 or 3-point favorite. And you just ride.
Yep.
You knew Kansas City was going to blow them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Minnesota, Green Bay. Noon kick. Final noon kick on the slate for us. Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite. Total's 41.5. This is probably my second favorite play of the week in the NFL. Under 41.5.
I'm with you. Under 41.5, I like it too. I mean, you've got two great defenses. You've got two quarterbacks that are very suspect right now. However, I will say this. Do you know what's begun?
Toyota-thon.
Yeah.
Toyota-thon Jordan Love is here. Do we bet Pack?
How about a little Packers under teaser?
So we go
Toyota-thon, Jordan Love, Packers under teaser.
Basically make the pack a pick and under 47.5. Yeah, I'm in. Fuck it. That sounds fun. Let's do it.
Solely for Toyota-thon purposes.
I like the pack side here. Just 6.5 is getting a little bit aggressive. 5.5 earlier in the week. I wish I'd gotten that number.
Someone sent me the Toyota-thon numbers too, by the way. Let me find these.
Nuts. I'll just say my piece on why I would lean Pack anyway. JJ McCarthy sucks. He's terrible. you're taking him on the road and putting him outside on grass, Lambeau Field. He's awful. And the Packers' defense is not the Bears' defense, where he was able to make a little hay late in two games. Yeah. This is Micah Parsons bearing down on you now.
He's going to get to him.
I don't think Kevin O'Connell can save his quarterback here. Like I think the pack is the right side if you're forcing yourself to play it.
All right, so Jordan Love during Toyotathon has thrown for 4,008 yards, 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and a 67.1 completion percentage.
He's a different quarterback. It's like insane. He's a totally different quarterback.
Yeah. Just ride that lightning.
I'm plugging it in right now because I'll forget otherwise.
All right.
Packers under teaser.
Done.
And you know what? It's a double bomb. I'm going to two-unit it.
Love it.
Let's have a little fun.
Love it.
Okay. Cleveland, Vegas, take it away. This is all you. I imagine your play is under 36.
Yeah, they go low, we go lower. Like, seriously, like Cleveland's got a good defense. I don't know how Vegas is going to score. I don't like, how is Ashton Jeanty going to move against this Cleveland defense?
I have no idea.
He's not. And on the flip side, how is Shedeur Sanders going to do anything?
You know what? I'm with you. I'm going to bet it, too.
Under 36. This is literally one of the worst games on the slate. This is not even in a 305 to 325 window that features, like, what, four games? I don't think you could even put this game on a quad box.
It's also a public over, so I've seen all I need to see. I'll join you on the bet.
All right.
Shedeur
versus Geno Smith.
Do yourself a favor and don't watch this game. Yeah. All right, Jacksonville, Arizona, 305. Cardinals are 2.5 to 3-point dogs, depending on where you're shopping it. Total's 47.5. I love Arizona.
Yep,
here.
Find your threes.
Find your threes. You can't be taking 2.5. If you're getting like good juice on it, like if you find a 2.5 plus 110 plus 105, you got some funky book set up, okay, whatever.
But then just take Arizona to win outright plus 140.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Find the threes. But Jacksonville, when they're at home and they're a dog, I love them. Like last week against the Chargers. And I think they're the ultimate up-down theory team where they're going to play really great one week and the next week just vomit on themselves. Mm-hmm. Taking them on the road against anybody and making them a favorite, like we have to remember, they were a 1.5-point favorite in Houston against Davis Mills. And now you're making them a 3-point favorite against a Cardinal offense that's actually been better with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
I don't see the math working here. It's not working for me. I'm going to take Arizona getting 3.
I like Arizona a lot in this game, too.
Boy, are we locked in.
Yeah, we are.
Atlanta, New Orleans was a skip. I think we're all good there. So that takes us to America's game of the week. Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys getting 3 points at home. The total's 47.5. My third favorite play of the week in the NFL.
I hope we're on the same side here.
I think the Cowboys are going to win the game.
Yes. All right. We're walking hand in hand off of this cliff together.
I love it. You're inside that fast track at Jerry World. The Eagles, could the vibes be any worse?
No.
For a team that's 8-2, could you possibly have worse vibes than A.J. Brown last week doing the locker room talk when he's like pissed off he's not getting the football? And then Tirico asks Collinsworth about it on the broadcast, and Collinsworth like, we kind of heard it, man. Like, it's enough. You don't need to keep saying this. We get it.
Yeah.
And then a report in The Athletic comes out that Eagles receivers – A.J. Brown, don't like Jalen Hurts because he doesn't throw into tight windows against zone coverage. That was the report, which is fucking mind-boggling, by the way. But, like, clearly A.J. Brown is leaking stuff to the press now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could possibly have worse vibes for an 8-2 team. Their defense is awesome, but I do think the Cowboys' offense is one of the best in the league when it's right, and it was right last week.
Dak's playing good football, too.
I don't know how the Eagles score in bunches here. Like, I get Dallas's defense is terrible, but remember when they played week one, this was supposed to be, it was a pretty close game until the rain delay.
Yeah.
Cowboys have shown the ability to run the ball. Javonte Williams has been a great piece. Eagles, flip side, have not run the ball very well. Like, I love the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And just the way that those two receivers operate, I get you're going up against some talented defensive backs this week, but Pickens and Lamb, I think the way that they work together makes them the best 1-2 wide receiver combo in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, they may not be the best talent-wise, and they're damn good. Like, they're probably top three. But the way that they work together, I don't think... Maybe Puka and Devontae, but it's like... For me, it's 1A, 1B. Just the way that they can run their routes, create concepts, and create mismatches across the field. They help each other out just by being on the field at the same time.
Yep, 100%. I think Dallas can take advantage at home here on the fast track. Final game that we're going to talk about, because Monday Night Football is not all that interesting, I don't think. Carolina, San Francisco, unless you feel differently.
No, not really.
Tampa and the Rams in LA, Sunday Night Football. 6.5-point favorites are the Rams, the total 49.5. I do not have a play here. If you do, you could talk me into it, but it'll depend on what it is, because I have a very heavy lean to lay in the 6.5 with the Rams.
Okay. I feel the same way. I'm trying to talk myself into this Rams play. Like, I think we learned a lot more about Seattle than we did about the Rams last week.
I agree.
Think I upgraded Seattle in my legit category more so than I did anything to LA. I think LA just kind of held serve last week. They didn't even look that great. They still went out and beat one of the best teams in football.
Yep.
And then just looking at Tampa, like, sneaky hasn't been great for them lately. I feel like they've kind of gotten a pass. They were one of the real early darlings of the league this season. And then you've lost the last couple of games. It's just been like kind of in frustrating fashion too, that you've lost some of these games. Like that Buffalo game, you're hanging in it, and then the wheels fall off in the fourth quarter. New England, same thing. You're like hanging in the game. Drake May gives you a chance to win it at the end, and you kind of piddle down your leg. Like the shine, I feel like, has worn off of Baker a little bit. Not to say that I think he's a bad player, but he's just not the first 6-week, 8-week Baker that we saw. It's kind of like a little Kyler Murray-ish, dare I say.
He's not, I don't know if it's Kyler Murray-ish, but he's also just not going
to
win MVP.
What I'm saying by that is, like, he's great for like the first 8 to 10 weeks and then nosedive.
I
don't trust him in the clutch situations as much as I did early on in the season.
Well, the other problem for them is they're as injured as they've been all season.
Yeah.
And it's Abuka now dealing with an illness. It's Baker dealing with an illness. Gedeke's still on the injury report. Chris Godwin's still on the injury report. You've got Ben Bredesen on the injury report.
Bucky Irving's not going to play this week.
You've obviously already lost left tackle. Tristan Wirfs remains on the injury report. Limited practice all week. You got banged up tackles going against maybe the best pass rush in football with Jared Verse and the other guys that they have on the defensive line. And you just, like, I'm sorry, man. They're too banged up to be going on the road and getting inside a touchdown against this Rams defense. Yeah. I can't trust them. And, like, 6.5 is a little... It's a little scary, but inside 7...
It's not a place you want to live, especially on a primetime game, too, where those are just oftentimes close games, but... I think we could be looking at blowout potential here.
I do too. And I want to say wait on it, and maybe you get an early score for Tampa off a coin flip possession, and you can take a live number on the Rams. But I also think what you just said, there's a chance you never get an opportunity to bet the Rams live. They're up 14-0 in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And you know the way the game's going. If I have a good day, I'll add it.
Okay.
I don't feel strongly about it right now, at least not enough to make it an official play. But if I have a good day, I'll add Rams 6.5.
My only note on Monday Night Football, I don't think it happens this week, but we have a chance to win our Panthers over.
Yeah, I don't think it happens this week either.
I think it happens. I mean, you're living on the edge for the next 7 weeks, but I think we have a chance to win our Panthers over on Monday night.
Would be huge. But there's no way it's going to happen on Monday night.
Kicking your feet up on an NFL total before Thanksgiving.
It's nice.
Oh, it's a great place to live.
We'll kick it up at Thanksgiving. We'll be fat and happy off Thanksgiving dinner, and then the Panthers win total will come in.
Yeah.
But they're going to go over. And, dude, honestly, if the Bucks get the brakes beaten off of them in L.A., what live in the world where Tampa upsets the Niners and is first place in the division.
Wait, live in the world where Carolina lose.
Yeah, the Bucks lose to the Rams, and the Panthers upset the Niners.
Wow.
And we're sitting in first place in the division.
Look at us.
Dave Canales, coach of the year.
Yeah.
All right. Recap the card really quick for the NFL. Under 41. And, well, actually, we're doing the Packers under teaser in Minnesota, Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Chiefs laying 3.5 at home against the Colts. Over 45.5. Pittsburgh and Chicago under 50. Giants and Lions. Cardinals +3 at home against Jacksonville. And Dallas +3 at home against the Eagles.
All right. It's a lot of the same. A lot of the same. The same teaser. We've got under 47.5 and Green Bay as a half-point favorite. Chiefs laying 3.5, over 45.5 in Pittsburgh and Chicago. Cardinals +3, under 36 in Cleveland and Vegas, and Dallas as a 3-point dog at home.
That'll do it for us on the Pick Aside podcast. Always available on YouTube, youtube.com/@PickAsideESPN. Please like a video, subscribe, leave us a comment. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be back next week with a recap episode. Apologies for what happened this week with the audio file. It fell apart. We'll get you that next week for sure. For Tyler Aki, I'm Shane Orling. It's the Pick Aside Podcast.